So hello everyone, we're here with Jim and Joanne Sutton, and we're here for a God at Work interview. If you're not familiar with this kind of interview, this is something we do at our church, and we do it often for two main reasons. One is to help you get to know people in our church, to see them better, because we are all different, and it's really cool to hear everyone's stories about how God is working. Also, even in, and especially in this COVID crisis, it's encouraging to hear each other's testimonies of where God is meeting us and how we can pray for each other in our everyday lives. So I'm here with Jim and Joanne. Thanks, guys, for being brave and being the first ones to do this. Good job. It's good to see you. So I will start off with our first question here, which is just a little get-to-know-you question. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I want to say that we're very honored and humbled that you've asked us to do this.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I appreciate your input and I appreciate your bravery. So that's good. So tell us about you, your family, where you're from. Give us a little background on who you are.
Well, being we're two separate families that before, I'm going to go first up to half of it of my life, and then Joanne's going to do my other half. I was born 25th of March, 1937 in Victoria, BC. Mm-hmm. That was a good year, you know, after the Depression and before the war. Mm-hmm. Well, you probably wouldn't know that. I was a third generation born on the island in my family. So I'm a real islander. Sorry about this, but I got to look at my notes.
No, that's fine.
Put them on your lap.
I didn't know about Jesus then, and I probably didn't know him for quite a while in my life. My folks never went to church, and church was good for funerals and weddings, you know. Mm-hmm. That was about it. Anyways, I left Victoria in 1959 as a dental technician. I traveled for about 4 years. I lived in New Zealand, Australia, the UK, traveled Europe a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I met my first wife on board ship. She got off in Perth, Australia, and I went on. She followed me to the UK. We were married in 63.
Okay.
We came back to Canada and we're here for 6 months, and I bought a dental lab in Port Alberni, and we were there for 30 years. We had three children. We had two girls, and we adopted a boy. Mm-hmm. We bought our house here in Nanoose in 92, moved here in 94. In May of 99, my wife died of cancer. In December of 99, I was told I had cancer. And my recovery from that was part with due with Joe, so I'm going to let her carry on from there.
I grew up in Vancouver. I was the eldest of three children. Married at age 20 and was married for 30 years. During that time, I lived in Alberta, Manitoba, and 20 years in Ottawa. I have two adopted children and two grandchildren. Between the two of us, we have five children and seven grandchildren. I moved to the island 20 years ago. I met Jim in church. We've been married for 18 years.
Cool. Okay. Cool. So tell us a little bit about how you came to know Jesus and where you're at on your journey with him.
Like I said before, I didn't do church. That wasn't mm-hmm. the thing to do. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I met my first wife that I started to go to church. I was even married in church. Mm-hmm. And that time, that was a pretty big thing.
Yeah.
And so then I started going to church. And as we went to Port Alberni, I went to church. It was the thing to do, you know, to go to church. Mm. Big time. Anyway, But as things grew, an associate of mine kind of led me really to the Lord, and I was baptized in May of 88. And I still consider myself a small C at that stage. Mm-hmm. But and the church that I met Joanne in was still a small C church as far as I'm concerned. But we grew from there, and I'm going to let her carry on because that's her thing is the same as mine from here on in.
Okay.
I grew up in the United Church, mm-hmm. but quit going regularly when I was married the first time. Okay. I considered myself a Christian, but was only going through the motions. I didn't really get it. Neither did Jim. We knew there was something more, but were unable to find it. 12 years ago, we started attending Grace Church in Coombs. Mm-hmm. Mass Iwasawa, the pastor there, opened our eyes to the truth, got us excited, and nurtured us along the way. Now, I was healed of shingles through persistent prayer. Cool. And when I say persistent prayer, it was all in one sitting. We just kept going until it was gone. Also, I had mother issues disappear after going through a spiritual brick wall breaking and healing.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool to hear from you guys and to hear how God meets us and brings us on our journey. And also, you know, you're right. There is a big difference between going through the motions or even going to church, but also having a real relationship with God. When you hear from him, when you pray with faith, when you believe that he interacts with your daily life, that's a real thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So we're in a very weird time right now, and I know everyone's experiencing it really differently, but I would like to hear from you guys. So what takes up your time during this pandemic? What do your days look like?
Well, actually, our life hasn't changed very much.
Mm-hmm.
Jim putters in the garden every day, mm-hmm. and he also does the cooking.
Yeah, we got a great big chicken soup on right now.
Okay, good.
I've been busy sorting out photographs and putting them into albums. I do genealogy research mm-hmm. on the computer. And I do jigsaw puzzles on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Every day we read Christian books. I read Christian books out loud to Jim every day. And on my own, I'm reading the Passion Translation of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
We do a daily walk throughout our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I write a weekly letter to my granddaughter. I've been doing that for the last 4 years.
That's
a big commitment. I'm running out of ideas after 4 years.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's my granddaughter's 20 now. So she was 16 when I started writing to her.
Yeah.
I don't get feedback. I've received one letter in 4 years. But that's okay.
Yeah.
I know she's reading them.
Yeah. That's quite a gift. Well, it's interesting. Some of the things that you're talking about doing are things that people have picked up recently, like gardening is new for me, but it's something that you've been doing for a long time there, Jim. And I know that jigsaw puzzles have become a lot more popular now too. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. So where do you see God at work in your daily lives, especially now?
Well, we see him at work in the peace and joy of being able to turn all our concerns over to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in the awesomeness of God's creation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. Are you experiencing any fear or anxiety in this time?
No, not at all. No, we're totally at peace.
Yeah. And I can see that even in your faces. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, I really feel for those in small apartments that they don't really want them to go out, and people that are kind of really cooped up. We have a large Ponderosa here, and we can sit here and look at the ocean and do nothing. But it got, you know, it's beautiful. We go for a walk. We do 3 clicks every day. But we have our space to talk to people across so we talk to the neighbors. So nothing's changed except we don't see you guys. That's about the only change. And by the way, I heard Joseph on Sunday saying something about shaving. I'm not touching any hair until Joanne gets her hair cut.
I noticed your beard, you know? Somebody was asking if you were the guy that looks like you should be carrying a pipe. And I was like, well, yeah, especially now. There you go. Perfect. So how are you connecting with our church family these days? Are you able to connect with the services online? Are you with your life group or calls with people? How are you connecting?
Well, all of the above. Mm-hmm. That's a simple answer, but it's true.
Oh, we got an awesome leader, and yeah, we're on every week.
That's cool. And you guys have been able to meet in person even with some serious distancing, right?
Yeah,
that's right. With our life group.
Okay. So more of a, like a garden life group, momentarily at least.
That's right. That's right. Good. Exactly. Yeah.
That's creative and it shows real commitment to being together. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Good. So how can we pray for you in this time? Is there anything you're struggling with? Anything the Lord has put on your heart?
Mm-hmm. Well, please pray that our hunger increases and we continue to grow in the Lord.
Yeah.
Also, a little more energy would be nice.
Yeah. Are you feeling no less energy in general, or especially since the time changed into the lockdown and everything?
In general. Okay. It just goes with OA.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. That's yeah, good. Things change when you get older.
Yeah.
There's a reason why people have kids when they're young.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's hard enough as it is. Yeah. Anything else specifically, Jim, for you that you'd like prayer for?
No, just along with Joe. I mean, I've had a blessed life. I have been blessed twice with two wonderful wives. I've got extra children and grandchildren I wouldn't have had, and the Lord has given us a wonderful dwelling to look after for him. And so no, I am blessed. I'm 83 years of age and I can't ask for any more.
Yeah, it's good. Well, we're gonna pray for you and anybody watching as well. Even though we might be separated by space and time, we're not separated spiritually. So let's pray together for Jim and Joanne, and we'll just join in prayer. I'm going to stretch out my hand toward you, and you can do that too if you are watching even online. Love you guys. So let's pray for you. Lord, I pray for Jim and Joanne, and I thank you for them. And I thank you for the joy and peace that you've given them. Thank you for their gratefulness in this time. Thank you even for the gifts that you've given them of the neighborhood to walk around and the view of your creation. Lord, we thank you for those things. We thank you for their story and their journey, this testimony of you coming closer and closer to them, not by their own striving, but by your love. And Lord, we ask for them and for us and for me personally in this time that you would increase their hunger. Lord, in this time of quarantine and lockdown, when we can't really satisfy our hunger for you with other things as much, Lord, I pray that our hunger for you would grow stronger and stronger, and you would help us each in our different makeups to find ways to satisfy that hunger. Lord, give us a craving for your word. Give us a craving for conversation with other believers. Give us a craving for prayer, for persistent prayer, as Joanne talked about earlier. Lord, give us faith. Lord, I know Jim and Joanne have been praying for our congregation that none of us would get sick. Lord, and I pray for that faith for all of us, that you would give us great confidence in who you are. Lord, I pray also for Jim and Joanne that you would give them energy, that you would give them the energy you want them to have for the callings you have for them. We know that you are the one who makes our bodies, and you are the life in our bodies. In you, we live and move and have our being. So give them that life. We pray this in your name. Let them be blessed, and let them continue to be a blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, good to be with you guys. It's been a pleasure to have you for God at Work, and thanks for being brave.
Thank you, Hannah. It's been a pleasure.